KD Country 94 weather.
Oast Furniture and Cabinetry will pay your sales tax. Yes, you heard correctly. Oast Furniture and Cabinetry will pay your sales tax. During the month of April, Oast Furniture and Cabinetry will pay your sales tax on all in-stock purchases. This is a great opportunity to update your living space by purchasing multiple pieces. The more you buy, the more you save. Check out Oast Furniture and Cabinetry in Mankato during the month of April and let them pay your sales tax. Like them on Facebook or call 785-378-8133.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 73. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 47. High temperatures reach up to 87. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Are you ready to take your seating season to the next level? Now's your chance with Landmark Implements Early Order Program. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season on new John Deere air seeders and drills, including the N500C Central Commodity System. Experience the ease of operation with the new N500C's intuitive design, simplifying your seating process and saving you valuable time in the field. Lock in the largest cash discount, snag the best financing rate, and ensure availability on a new drill. Contact your local Landmark location for full details and experience the Landmark difference. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A statewide roadshow aimed at increasing awareness of the Kansas ABLE Savings Plan will kick off next Monday in Topeka. State Treasurer Stephen Johnson announced the tour will include 50 stops around the state, as well as multiple opportunities to participate in virtual presentations for Kansans with disabilities to learn about the ABLE Savings Plan. The first stop of the tour will be at the Capper Foundation, 3500 Southwest 10th Avenue in Topeka, coming up Monday, April 15th from noon to 1 p.m. The event is open to the media and members of the public. These events will provide ABLE information directly to Kansans with disabilities, their families and caregivers, as well as answer any questions they may have and provide support in taking action opening an account. The Kansas ABLE Roadshow is part of a collaborative effort announced last fall between Johnson's office, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, and the Kansas Council on Developmental Disabilities. The effort is targeting in particular those Kansans with intellectual developmental disabilities who are on the home and community-based service waiver waitlist. Johnson's office is working with community developmental disability organizations across the state to inform individuals on the waitlist about the program. Thanks to financial support from CareSource, Sunflower Health Plan, Our Care, the Kansas Financial Empowerment Foundation, and the Kansas Council on Developmental Disabilities, $85,000 has been raised to help fund $100 opportunity grants for 850 individuals on the Kansas IDD waitlist who open new ABLE accounts. The Stephen Beck Jr. Achieving a Better Life Experience, or otherwise known as ABLE Act of 2014, created a savings and spending tool designed specifically for people with disabilities. Under the ABLE Act, ABLE accounts allow individuals to spend on disability-qualified expenses, save, and invest money while helping them to protect benefits like Medicaid and SSI. The Kansas ABLE program currently has 1,972 open accounts with a total of $20.7 million in assets under management. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, post 6242 at 102 East South Street in Beloit next Sunday, April 21st. Serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Due to increased cost of food, a $10 minimum donation per person, $5 children 12 and under. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Royals' six-game winning streak is the longest in Major League Baseball this year. Junior gets it up into the wind. Deep right field. Gone! And the Royals hang a nine on the scoreboard in the first.
The Royals leaving no doubt early. They go on to win 13-3 over the Astros on Thursday afternoon to extend their winning streak to 7. More on that coming up in this sportscast. Also have a look at local sports, some results from Thursday's action, and a look at Friday's schedule. We have our Athlete of the Week and the Masters, day one on Thursday. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school golf from Thursday, the St. John's Invitational at Glasgow, the first Sand Greens meet of the season as Lakeside wins it by 40 strokes as a team. They finished first 312, St. John's in second at 352. Individually, Jace Cunningham of Lakeside, the defending state Sand Greens champion, opened out his Sand Greens season with a tournament championship with a 69 on the day there in Glasgow for Lakeside. Second place finish for Christopher LaRocque of St. John's, 75. Elijah Field of Pike Valley, third. Ian Kersine of Lakeside, fourth. Jackson Hardy rounded out the top five for Lakeside. Also in softball on Thursday, Sylvan Lucas getting a sweep over Plainville, 5-4 in game one and 5-0 in the second game. Also on the softball diamond Thursday, Concordia getting a sweep over Republic County, taking the first game 10-0 in six and the second game 14-12. Rock Hills Track and Field team competing at the Deschler, Nebraska Del Wicks Invitational. Girls individual gold medals from Rock Hills. Bethany Simulink in both the 100 and 200. On the boys' side, gold medals for Isaiah Ridgeway in the 100-meter dash. Cooper McDill in the 800-meter run. The 4x1 and 4x800-meter relay teams both taking first, and Nate Myers winning the long jump gold. You can find the full results for those Thursday events that I mentioned at ncksports.com. Coming up in today's high school sports, the Beloit baseball team has a makeup doubleheader with Concordia, and that will be in Beloit this afternoon, beginning at 4 o'clock for the two games. The Beloit softball team is out in the Kansas City area. They'll be at Shawnee Mission Northwest at 3:30 on Friday today for the Sunflower League Festival, and coming up tomorrow at 9 o'clock, they play at Olathe East as part of that festival as well. And also today in track and field for the area, the Hill City Invitational, St. John's Smith Center in Thunder Ridge, competing at 3 o'clock this afternoon, is when that will start, in Smoky Valley Invitational starts at 4 with Concordia competing from the area. Also coming up on Sunday, the Cloud County Thunderbird All-Star Games will take place at Arleigh Bryant Gymnasium in Concordia, as the girls' game will start at 1, boys at 2:30. Girls team 1 from the area, Peyton Remus of Beloit. On team 2, Dakota Kattenberg of Smith Center, Aubrey Gingler and Jenna Gingler of St. John's, and Cameron Risky of Thunder Ridge. In the boys' game, every area athlete is on team 1. Bryce Beiser and Quinn Islet of Beloit, Peyton Brees, Joey Henderson and Jonathan Turner of Concordia. Again, things start at 1 o'clock in Concordia on Sunday. Lakeside senior Lauren Brummett has been named our NCCastSports.com Cunningham Fiber Athlete of the Week, as after successful seasons in the fall in volleyball and the winter in basketball, Brummett is off to a great start in the spring in track and field. Tuesday at the Stockton Invitational, Brummett claimed 2 gold medals, winning the javelin with a throw of 110 feet 6 inches and the high jump at 5'2 and a quarter. Coming into the 2024 season, Brummett had a career best of 5'2 and was one of 6 athletes in Lakeside girls history who had reached that mark for the school record. Her jump of 5'2 and a quarter is now a new school record for the Knights and a personal best for Brummett. Brummett also brought home a third-place medal in the discus from Stockton on Tuesday. Again, congratulations to Lauren Brummett, our Cunningham Fiber NCKSports.com Athlete of the Week. Along with all of her accolades, Lauren Brummett also today signed a letter of intent to participate in track and field at Fort Hays State University. You can read more about that at NCKSports.com. One other local sports note, the Republic County boys basketball team has filled their coaching vacancy. A new old coach, Alan Sheets, is returning to coach the Buffs boys basketball team. From Jesse Sternad at KR92 Radio, he brings an overall record of 451 and 194 to the table. Won a state title in 1999 with Belleville, had 9 trips to the state tournament as a boys coach. He spent 2013 through 17 as a girls coach and led the Lady Buffs to 2 state tournaments. You can read more at ncksports.com. As sort of the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals left no doubt Thursday afternoon on the way to their 7th straight win, using a 9-run first inning to bury the Astros early in a 13-3 victory. After a 5-RBI night Wednesday, Vinny Pasquantino got things going with a 2-RBI single, followed by an RBI single from Nelson Velasquez. Nick Lofton followed by driving in 2 on a single, and Michael Garcia had a 2-RBI single to put the Royals up 7-0, capped off with a Bobby Witt Jr. 2-run homer to make it 9-0. Astros starter Hunter Brown didn't make it out of the first, giving up the 9 runs on 11 hits and a walk in just 2/3 of an inning. Houston tried to get back in, scoring 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 6th, but Pasquantino drove in Witt in the 6th, and Witt hit his second homer of the day, a 3-run shot in the 7th, to put the stamp on a 10-run win. On the mound, Brady Singer moved to 2-0 with the win, going five innings, giving up just one run on five hits. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the big first inning.
What led to it was a lot of really good concentrated at-bats. You know, he's throwing a cutter, guys taking it the other way, being patient. And when he threw his curveball, they were on it, and they didn't try to do too much with it. What does it say about the offense is that, you know, they had a really good plan. They stuck with it. You know, you're always going to need some luck in those situations to get string that many hits together in one inning. But regardless, they put good at-bats together.
The Royals sweeping a seven-game homestand with four against the White Sox and three against the Astros. They are now off to New York to start a three-game series against the 5-7 Mets tonight at 6:10. Michael Wacha, 1-0 with a 2.25 ERA for the Royals, will face Luis Severino of the Mets, who is 0-1 with a 3.60 ERA. Finally, in sports, in Major Golf, the Masters going on today as round two is underway. After a bit of a delay on Thursday's round one, they had to finish things up this morning for the first round, and the second round began after that. Max Homa and Bryson DeChambeau, two Americans, tied for first at 7-under. Scottie Scheffler right behind at 6-under, and will tee off at 12:48 this afternoon. For a full look at the Masters leaderboard, you can visit masters.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.